Tennessee Entrepreneurs win the People's Choice Award. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's been a great experience thus far. Just to get to the point we did in October to be selected as a finalist, be awarded some original seed funding that was perfect for our company was great.
I don't know, just real surreal, kind of. Never really expected to make it this far with our business venture. And it's been an awesome experience so far.
Two young West Tennessee entrepreneurs, Sean Butler and Austin Scott, have been pretty successful with their ideas so far to help row crop farmers take care of cover crops before planting their main crop. Their Flex Roller Crimper was selected as one of the four finalists from 160 applicants from across the country for the American Farm Bureau's second annual Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge. Well, they made their pitch to win the overall award to judges during the AFBF convention in Orlando, and while they didn't win the overall prize, they did win the People's Choice Award, bringing their total earnings up to $25,000.
We've gotten through the hard part. I don't think they drilled us too bad, or at least we hope they didn't drill us as bad as we thought. Again, with the money that we got originally was perfect to get us off the ground. Anything that we can get additionally will just help us get us to the next step quicker.
Now, we've already been selected as semifinalists for the nation, so you know, bringing it back home to Tennessee, but just getting the money to get our business off the ground has been amazing.
The 27-year-old Butler and 26-year-old Scott have started their own company called Farm Specific Technology, and the idea of the Flex Roller Crimper came together while they were in college together at UT Martin. And they hope the $25,000 seed money will help build a prototype for their invention. The Flex Roller Crimper could save farmers substantially by adapting the crimper onto no-till planters that would kill the cover crop and plant the new crop seed in one pass. In their effort to win the People's Choice Award, Farm Specific Technology received 49% of the vote. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.